So I've got this itch behind my ear, right? Well, it's driving me crazy. And the worst part about a dog having an itch on his ear is that we can only reach it with our back paws. Now, does that make any sense? Yeah, I know, doesn't me either. Here I've got these front paws, the best paws I own, by the way, and I can't use them to reach an itch they're physically closer to. Talk about your faulty engineering. I mean, I do the large majority of my digging with these front paws, the large majority of my pouncing, my batting away of objects, my sewing and occasional patchwork. Clearly, my front paws are the stronger paws and the more accurate ones. If I got in a fight, could you imagine me back-kicking my foe? Yeah, like some kind of retarded donkey or something. And for the record, even the normal donkeys are sort of retarded. So you can imagine how stupid I'd look. Oh, and how about shaking hands? Yeah, one of the core tricks in every master-to-dog arsenal. Ever had one of us stick our back paw up to shake? No, you haven't. One, my balls would come flying at you in a most uncomfortable way. And two, we dogs don't want to ever present the weak paw. Ever seen a president throw out the first pitch of a baseball game left-handed? Of course not. It's his weaker paw. And yet when a dog gets an itch on the ear, most breeds can only reach the spot with their inferior paw. And you wonder why it takes us so long to scratch. It's because we keep missing the target. Ever seen a surgeon operate with his feet? Practically the same thing. Well, all I can say is thank God we dogs don't need our hands to hammer nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, quit licking your nuts and go scare away whoever's ringing the doorbell.
Okay. Two, come in here! We're checking the house for lead paint. Very dangerous stuff. Oh, and there's a disgruntled college kid in here who's had it with popular people.
I don't do it.
Well, damn it. I guess I'll have to go see who it is. Can I help you? Oh, crap. Not you two.
Hello, little brother. It's Bill and Sis, all the way from Casa Grande to celebrate Mother's Day.
And Mother's Night, even. If we get a wild hair.
Well, you look so surprised to see us.
Yeah, well, considering Mother's Day's not for another month, and that you almost killed my dog and we haven't seen you or spoken to you since, and that our mother's been dead for 9 years, and that you've never seen fit to have any children of your own, yeah, I guess you could say I'm caught off guard a bit by your wanting to celebrate Mother's Day today.
Well, I don't see why we have to miss out on a good ham dinner just because Bill has a low sperm count.
It's on account my uncle racked me with a dustbuster when I was on the verge of my stud years. Well, shoot. Come on in, I guess.
Hey, Master, I was just thinking, if you're serious about purchasing that home gym, I'm in. It's just... What the f*** are they doing here?
Hi, Larry. Did you miss us?
Enjoying the dog days of summer?
Oh, don't listen to Bill. He just got a book of puns recently. He's been nonstop of late. So, is that ham ready? Bill and I gotta get back to Casa Grande before 3. We hate driving at night, you know.
Not as much as I hate dustbusters, though. Now, wait just a cotton-picking minute. I realize we're kin, and Mother, God rest her soul, would want us to keep in touch. But you just can't barge into my house, uninvited, and demand the succulent goodness of ham on a whim!
Well, fine, Walter. If that's the way you want it, make a spaghetti, then. We're not unreasonable people.
I'd prefer a pot pie. Let me see what I can find.
Jerry, why don't you go help him out so we don't feel the pressure to play with you?
Doggone it.
You know what? I think I've got a better idea. Hey, my nuts! And I can reach them. With my back paws. How cool is that?